Blog Talk Radio.
This is Charvette Mitchell. Join me at 9:15 a.m. this Saturday for the Mitchell Productions Radio Show. I'll show you how to make your web design work for you, your business, your church, or your ministry on Rejoice 1540.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mitchell Productions Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city. I'm your lovely, stunning, magnificent, and fabulous, if I say so myself, radio host, Charvette Mitchell. I'm the owner of Mitchell Productions, and I am excited that you tuned in today. I know a lot of you are out shopping, getting ready for the holidays. You're catching those door buster deals. So listen, don't touch that dial. Stay right there. I've got a wonderful show lined up for you. The Mitchell Productions Radio Show airs live every fourth Saturday of the month starting at 9:15 a.m. To find out more about Mitchell Productions, check us out on the web at www.mitchell-productions.com. We offer web design services and e-blast services. Listen, I am so excited. I'm tickled pink, as my auntie in Millersville, Georgia would say, to have in the studio with me today, Renee Bob. Welcome, Renee.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Great. Mitchell Productions had the great opportunity to create weekly e-blasts for Renee, and we've also created a new website for her National Christian Writers Conference and Book Expo that's coming February 2008. So we'll give you more about that later in the show. But let me tell you a little bit about Renee. I'm just so excited to have her here. Renee is the CEO of RBI Enterprises, which is a small business and self-publishing consulting firm. As a self-publishing consultant, she really works with aspiring authors who want to learn how to write, to market and self-publish their own books. So if you have a story to tell, if you know someone, you've been telling them, you know what, you need to write that book. Hey, you need to listen to this show. Renee has four nonfiction books published, including her top sellers, Start Smart, The Women's Entrepreneur Guide, and also The Self-Publishing Process, The Beginner's Guide to Book Publishing Success. Renee is very well known in the city. She is a host and producer of her own TV talk show called The Author's Review, which can be seen in Richmond, Charlottesville, and in New York. Renee is also the winner of the 2005 Small Business Administration Virginia Women in Business Champion of the Year Award, and she certainly prides herself in helping others really reach and obtain their goals. And again, I am so excited to have her here, and I'm going to jump right into the interview. So again, welcome, Renee.
Thank you so much.
So tell us, when and why did you begin writing?
Well, I actually started writing my first book because I used to work with a lot of people, teaching them and training them on how to start their own business. Mm. And after doing a lot of seminars and workshops, people will always say, where's your cassette tape? Where's your videotape? Believe it or not, back then they didn't have DVDs and CDs. So from that and listening to people, I actually decided to take their advice and put together my speech and put my speech into my book. The first book that I produced was called Turning Your Dreams into Reality,
awesome.
Their Proven Way to Successfully Start Your Own Business. And from that book, we sold over 10,000 copies in less than 2 years.
That is awesome.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So what are the benefits to self-publishing a book?
Well, for me, the benefits were total control over the entire process. I really like having total control. I like the fact that when I sell a book, I get 100% of the profits.
Hey, we all want money, right?
That's right. And I also like the fact that if there were things that I wanted to include in the book, if I had to go through a publishing company, they may change that information.
Oh.
They may take some of that information out. With self-publishing, again, you have total control over the entire process, and I'm able to get the book out when I desire to get the book out there.
Wow, that is awesome. So what advice would you give to first-time writers?
Well, the first thing I would say is to do a lot of research. You know, study as much as you can about the publishing industry. And if you have a passion to write the book, go ahead and begin the writing process. I find that a lot of people say they want to write, but they very seldom actually sit down and take the time to fulfill that dream and begin to write. So you have to sit down and begin to write, but you also need to do your homework and do your research to find out as much as you can about the publishing industry.
Wow. And what are some of the mistakes that you find self-published authors making? What are their mistakes?
Well, a lot of self-published authors think that their journey is going to be just like someone who actually went traditional publishing. That as soon as they write the book, they're going to sell hundreds of thousands of copies. And in reality, as a self-published author, you have to get out there and you have to market the book and you have to sell the book. So some people tend to get discouraged when they realize that you have to do a lot of marketing and advertising, and self-publishing is not easy.
Wow.
And it's not for the faint heart. You have to be willing to work.
Wow. And certainly marketing is right up Mitchell Productions Avenue.
Yeah.
So we create websites, e-blasts for authors. So if you have a book, if you have a book in your belly, if you will, and you're writing it down, certainly a website is one of the fundamentals of your marketing plan. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, most definitely, because you need to have that exposure. And having a website will give exposure to the world that you actually have a book on the market. So it is very important.
Awesome. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Mitchell Productions Radio Show. I'm your host, Charvette, and I am interviewing Renee Bob, a publishing consultant and author. So let's talk about some of your upcoming events. When and where are they?
Well, we actually have the Christian Writers Conference and Book Expo coming up.
Oh.
And that's going to be held on February 16th, 2008. That's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's going to be at Mount Gilead Baptist Church. That's 1057 Kennedy Street in Norfolk, Virginia.
Awesome. And to check out the website for that event, Mitchell Productions created that particular website. You can check that out on the World Wide Web at www.nationalchristianwritersconference.com. Again, that's www.nationalchristianwritersconference.com. And I think this is a great example of how a conference uses a website. You can go online and find out all about the speakers, about the vendors. You can register online and just find out all of the great things that are going on. So tell me about your company and what made you start a business.
Well, when I was in the military, I actually spent 5.5 years in the United States Navy, and when I was making that transition from being in the Navy to being a civilian, I knew that I wanted to do something. I knew that I had the passion to be an entrepreneur, so I began to do my research prior to getting out of the military, and that's when I actually started RBI Enterprise, because there were a lot of people out there that wanted to make the transition but did not know how to. So we actually started out doing career consulting, helping people to make the transition, and from that we got into doing the book publishing and the small business consultations also.
Awesome. And tell us how we could get in contact with you.
Well, you can reach me, of course, on the internet at www.reneebob.com. That's www.reneebob.com. You can also call me directly at area code 804-998-8014.
Great. So why do you feel that so many businesses fail?
Well, I find that a lot of businesses fail because they're undercapitalized. They don't take the time to actually put together a good, strong business plan to find out, you know, how am I going to get from point A to point Z? And then most importantly, they don't tap into the free resources that are available to actually help them to grow their business and start their business. There's tons of them out there.
Wow, and people can search the internet, and they can network with friends and colleagues to find out about the different resources resources that are out there for them.
And there are a lot of companies that want to help businesses to succeed in the marketplace.
Correct.
So they can check out like SCORE, Small Business Administration, New Visions, New Ventures. These are all organizations that have been developed to help small business owners to grow their business.
Awesome. If you could do it all over again, what would you do differently?
I probably would have started my business a lot earlier. Once I got my degree from Norfolk State University, I would have immediately made that transition from being a student to actually starting the business. I probably would have started a lot earlier.
Wow. So what legacy would you want to leave for your children and for others?
Well, in all the books that I write, I always dedicate the book to my children, and I tell them that they're going to know and have the resources that they need to start their own business. Mm-hmm. So like me, I was sharing with you that I wish I would have started earlier.
Uh-huh.
My children now, my daughter's 14 and my son is 9, they are learning now how to start their own business.
Wow, at that age.
At that young age, that's correct.
I'm telling you, the kids are running past us sometimes with technology and everything. So how many books have you written?
I have a total of 9 books that I've published.
Wow.
I've written and published.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us which is your favorite?
My favorite would have to be the self-publishing book, The Beginner's Guide to Book Publishing Success. And the reason why that's my favorite, because it gives people the step-by-step process on how they can write, market, and publish their own book.
Can you tell us about any of the other books that you have that people can get and purchase?
Yeah, one of the other books that I have that's very popular is Turning Your Dreams into Reality, The Proven Way to Successfully Start Your Own Business. And in that book, it gives people the meat and potatoes on how they can take just an idea, just a concept, and turn it into a very successful business.
Wow.
And then one of my other popular books is called Journaling from Within, Journaling from the Heart. And it's a journal because I believe that everyone should take some time to just journal their day,
wow,
especially when you experience the perfect day.
Awesome. Writing sometimes is therapeutic.
Oh, most definitely. Absolutely correct. And then you also want to leave a legacy for your children. So where will you have that documentation if you're not journaling,
wow,
or publishing a book?
Awesome. So for the conference that's coming in February, could you tell us a little bit more, maybe how you started the conference and what types of activities will be there at the Book Expo and Conference?
Yes, and that's a wonderful question, Charvette. The Book Publishing Conference actually started, God woke me up about 4 o'clock in the morning, and
wow,
he said, you work with so many people individually, why not do a conference to pull all the people together that you're working with, your printers, your graphic designers, as well as the people that want to write a book?
Wow.
So from that concept, I launched the first writing conference, and it was held in the Hampton Roads area. Then we did it here,
okay,
in Richmond, and now we're going back to the Hampton Roads area.
Wow.
And some of the activities, we have some dynamic speakers that are going to be sharing with them how they, too, can write their own book. But we also have set it up where people can come, and they can get one-on-one consultations from the experts.
Wow.
We also have local and national authors that will be there to do book signings, as well as people can actually purchase their books from these authors.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And Mitchell Productions is going to be there as a vendor.
That's
so we're
correct.
Excited to meet authors and anyone that needs a website or needs to do an e-blast. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Mitchell Productions radio show. I'm your lovely, wonderful host, Charvette, and I'm interviewing Renee Bob, a publishing consultant and author. So, Renee, if someone would like to purchase your book, how could they purchase your book?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.reneebob.com. That's www.reneebob.com. And if you're here locally, you can actually get the books from Precious Memories Bookstore, located right in Carytown.
Awesome. And to find out information about the conference that's taking place February 2008, check them out on the World Wide Web at www.NationalChristianWritersConference.com. Now, I know some of you are driving and you're saying, I can't stop and write that down. That's okay. If you get to the Mitchell Productions website, you can find Mitchell Productions. We're www.mitchell-productions.com, or if you check us out on Google, we usually come up between number 3 and 5, and Renee's conference website is in our portfolio, so you'll be able to connect there. I am so excited that you were able to join me today for the show, and I'm telling you that if you have a story to tell, this is the season, this year is really a year for authors, I
yes.
feel.
Mm-hmm.
talking to different authors and people that I know, if you have a story, if you have a testimony, if you have someone in your life that you feel like, hey, you really need to write a book about your situation, I really feel that this is the year to launch out and do that. And you have the self-publishing avenue that you can get that done, certainly. So thank you again for joining us, Renee.
Thank you for having me.
Turning to the holiday season tip segment. This segment is called, That's Rude, Don't Do That. Okay, so now I know a lot of you have some funny stories to tell about your Thanksgiving dinner. And it's that time.
Blog Talk Radio.